Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Bruce Glenn, real estate appraiser and author of First Flip, 30 Years of Secrets, So Your First Flip Isn't a Flop, an international bestseller in six countries. And Mr. Glenn, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome. Our pleasure, and thanks for your time. So tell us, for starters, what is the best way to find your first flip? Let's start there today.
Well, I tell you, it's a little bit difficult in most markets. Our market is kind of crazy. I'm in Birmingham, Alabama, and typically you used to go down the MLS and try to find a house, but now inventories are just so low and there's so much competition. You got to get kind of creative, you know. So I tell people, the first thing is let people know, you know, social media is such a big thing now. Let people know that you're looking for houses, and you'll be amazed. You'll get calls from people say, hey, you know, friend of mine's just inherited their parents' home or something like that, and would you be interested in looking at it? So you just first off make people aware that you're out there looking. And then what I tell especially new people is, when you find a neighborhood that you want to flip a house in, drive those neighborhoods. We used to call it driving for dollars, but drive those neighborhoods and find the houses that look a little bit run down, overgrown, maybe neglected, and take those addresses down and actually write them a little letter or a postcard. Everybody's seen the postcards that you get in the mail, and those postcards usually go out to, you know, these guys are professionals that send out like 10,000 of them at a time. But this way you're targeting just the really rundown houses that you're interested in buying, and you'll be amazed at how many calls you'll get back if you just consistently go out there and do that and work those neighborhoods. I think that's a great way to start.
Yeah, good stuff there, and that ought to excite folks that are thinking about getting into flipping homes as well. Tell us, what is a simple formula to determine if a deal is a real deal?
Well, a formula that I like to use is, and try to make this as simple as possible, but I start with, if I see a house, I start with what I think I can sell it for when it's fixed up, top dollar. Just say it's a $300,000 house. I take a percentage of that, and what usually in our area, every area is different and every price point is different, but I take, for example, 80% of that, $300,000. So I start at $240,000. And then I subtract any renovations and say the house needed $50,000 worth of renovations. That gets me down to $190,000. $190,000 is really a rough ballpark of what I can offer on that house. That first 20% is really what your profit margin is and what you're going to commissions you're going to sell the house for. But if you figure out the percentage in your area, and you can get with a realtor or another investor in your area and see, it might be 70%, 75%. But once you get that down, you can go into a house and in 15 minutes you can say, okay, well, this is feasible, or no, it's way too high price. So that's just kind of a basic where I start with.
And certainly appreciate your input there, and that is most helpful on that simple formula. Now, what are the best neighborhoods to flip houses in? How do you know that you're making the right choice in that regard?
Well, you know, there's a couple things, and I tell new people, first off, you know, stay close to where you live, because you don't want, you know, somebody to say, oh, this neighborhood's really a hot neighborhood, but it's 40 minutes from your house. You're going to spend an hour and a half driving back and forth, and there's plenty of neighborhoods near you. And I say, don't get too carried away with the price point, you know, as far as, I would not start, if you're new, start with like a $500,000 house or more. There's plenty of houses. I like what I call the first-time home buyer markets. In our area, it's $150,000, $200,000. It's a lot safer. You know, it's a lot easier to sell if something turns. There's a lot more people going to buy that. So I say, you know, stay conservative with the price point. But those are kind of the areas I look for. Now, don't get too low, because I don't want to be in a neighborhood that's just all rental houses either. Somebody says, well, I don't want to spend more than $100,000. Well, typically, that's going to be a rental neighborhood, and that's a harder area to flip house in retail. So you've got to kind of find that happy medium. Don't get too low, but definitely don't get too high. So that's kind of where I tell people to start with.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense and a lot of good information shared so far. Thanks for your advice on neighborhoods to flip houses in. That is good information today. We're joined by Mr. Bruce Glenn, real estate appraiser and author of First Flip, 30 Years of Secrets, So Your First Flip Isn't a Flop. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, here's a question. How can you find money for your flips?
You know, people always think that money's a difficult part. And I did too. Years ago, I thought, oh, how am I going to get money? But honestly, If you can find good deals and you can show somebody with money that they can get a good return on their investment, there is actually a lot of money out there. There are hard money, what they call hard money lenders, that specifically loan for fix and flippers or people doing rental properties. So usually if you get with your local real estate investment meetings and clubs, they'll have plenty of hard money lenders. But you might be surprised too. The bank that you deal with where you have a relationship, I've got a couple banks here locally that will loan on fix and flip properties for me. So those might be a possibility, or small banks in your area, not the big ones, because a lot of them they're not as keen on doing that because they think it's riskier. But a lot of the small banks will do that too. So there is money out there. I just tell people, if you show them it's a good investment, you can get money for your flip.
Now, assuming you have a team that helps you flip homes, how does having the right team make a difference between a good flip and a great flip?
Yeah, sure. I really stress, one of the first things I tell my students to do is put together a good team. And the team, there's a lot of people it takes to do this, and you just can't do everything yourself. So first off, you have to have a good lender. You know, I say you got to get your money lined up first, so whether that be hard money, a bank, or whatever. And then you need a good realtor. You know, some people, they don't want to use realtors, but I use realtors all the time. They know the areas, they know the markets, and they can save you a ton of time by knowing an area. So you've got your money, you've got your realtors, and then the last one, the main one, is your contractors. So you got to develop good relationships with contractors, because you can't do everything yourself. And if you can, you know, pass off 80% of something to somebody else, that's just going to save you and give you time to go out there and do the networking, go out and find the more of the deals. So a team is the most important thing, I think, when you're just getting started. You got to put a good team together.
Mr. Glenn, can't thank you enough for taking a moment to be with us here today. And for those listeners out there that are looking to get into the real estate industry through flipping homes, what's one tip you could leave with the audience about having a successful first flip?
I think probably the first thing is, you know, you've got to go out there and you got to get some knowledge behind you. And if you can find a mentor in your area that's done this before, and I tell all my people to get to their local real estate investment meetings, you know, now that COVID's starting to calm down, they'll have meetings in person now, and get around people that do this, and you can pick up so much. When I started 25, 30 years ago, I just hung out with a lot of people that were very knowledgeable, and I just pick their brains all the time. So really get with some people that know what they're doing, and you'll be amazed at how much you can pick up. And I think that's one of the first things that you need to do to start.
Mr. Glenn, thanks for joining us, and I'm sure listeners are interested to get more information on you. Also, your book, First Flip. Where's the best place to get all the details online?
Yeah, I've got a website, flippinbruce.com, and it's actually a membership website. And I kind of teach people, and we have weekly training calls, and we've got to do all kinds of great things, but you can check it out at flippinbruce.com.
Absolutely phenomenal, and that is a huge resource right there. Again, folks, it is flippinbruce.com. Mr. Glenn, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric. I greatly appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Bruce Glenn, real estate appraiser and author of First Flip, 30 Years of Secrets, So Your First Flip Isn't a Flop, an international bestseller in 6 countries. And for all the details, visit flippinbruce.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.